Morning to you, Gowie. How are you?
Yeah, morning, fellas.
Now, Gowie, you know any good lawyers? I'm going to need one by the sounds of these two.
Actually, there's one. Laurie's next door neighbour.
Don't give that pest a mention.
Yeah, good point. Good point.
Has he sent you any text messages lately?
No, but I'm expecting it soon. He leaves in a couple of months. He goes on a little bit of a tangent there where he'll do two or three weekends in a row and then he'll rest for a bit. So.
Yeah, he goes hiding.
He's obviously off the drink for a couple of days.
Exactly.
You didn't get the image of Loz presenting a trophy at Royal Randwick from him last weekend.
No, I didn't. I didn't, which is great. Mm.
Now, what does the Masters win mean for Hideki Matsuyama? Because, we've been seeing that it could make him a billionaire or whatever, but it certainly has changed his life, that's for sure.
Yeah, it certainly has. And golf in Japan, hopefully this opens up there. They have over 30,000 ranges in Japan, but they don't have a lot of golf courses. So, this will help the golf over there and the rise of it. And that's what Hideki wants, is young kids to play the game. He started the game when he was four. His dad coached him. And the interesting thing with Hideki, he's had his dad coach him his whole life. He went on 10 years ago to win the amateur section at the Masters. And then, 10 years on and now he wins it. He actually started with a new golf coach in December. So, cutting that umbilical cord to his dad, who was quite dominant in his career, and he's gone on to win the Masters. So obviously a master move there for him. But, we've always known him. I've tipped him a million times in this show because the talent that the guy shows has been amazing. But I think a bit of attitude and a bit of work ethic has got in the way, but he's finally got across that hurdle. But it'll be worth that much money to him, he won't be able to spend it.
Yeah, Gary, I was going to ask, what sort of impact, do we actually know the sort of impact that the Masters has on golf in general, especially the younger generation? Because for mine, it's a tournament you're never going to miss.
We've lost Gowie.
Oh, we've lost him.
We've lost him. He'll be back, though. He's just dropped out.
That was an ordinary question anyway, don't worry about it. Wasn't important.
I loved it because I saw him drop and Clark.
Any chance
just
to give me a kick under the table?
Yeah. I'll try.
That was your best work too.
Yeah, I can't remember it anyway. Now it's horrible.
Repeat it. Make sure you repeat.
We got him back. Gowie there.
Sorry, Clark. I thought that was going to be a crap question.
No, it was. It was a horrible question. Anyway, I didn't miss much. I think. Let me try it. Long story short. Does the Masters, because I love the Masters and I'm not a massive golfer, does it have a huge impact on the younger generation getting involved in the game, starting playing golf?
Yeah, it's actually a very good question because that's what the Masters discovered about 10 or 11 years ago, that there wasn't the younger generation watching the Masters. So they started this thing called the Chip Drive and Putt, which is the biggest growing junior event in the world. Finishes up, all the young kids go there and compete on the Sunday before the Masters. And it's really opened up. And you can see it in the last 4 or 5 years when you go to the Masters, is there's a lot more younger people there. And that's what the Masters do. That's what Augusta National is about, is growing the game of golf. And of all the golf administrations around the world, they are in R&A, USGA. These guys are fair dinkum. They want to grow the game of golf. So there's more kids into it, watching it, and wanting to live the dream that they'll be there one day doing Hideki.
What about some of the other notable performances, in your opinion, out of the Masters, Gowie? In particular, the Aussies. How did you rate their performances?
Yeah, good. From the first shot of the day, or second shot of the day, I should say, of Mark Leishman, he pulled one left on the first, and that was sort of, the right in the wall for the least. The ball striking had gone. He was going to struggle, but to his credit, he came back strong the back nine to finish fifth. So every time he goes there, he's just creating, some sort of confidence that he plays well around there. It might be his turn next year, but Cameron Smith has now become one of those players that when he gets to a major, he's up for it. He mightn't play great, prior to it. He plays good, but not great. And then when it comes to a major now, he's one of 15 players that you go, oh, this guy can win a major. And he's really, I've looked through all the blogs and I get calls from some of the journos over there about him. And they're now looking at him, to the next major, which is the PGA Championships in May. This guy could win. So how good. He's turned himself into a world-class player.
Tell us about the Star Jump Challenge for PCYC.
Yeah, this is great, fellas, and we've always got to take care of our kids. And the new mental health program there, and it's called the Star Jump Challenge. And you can go and support on starjumpchallenge.org.au. And you've got the Parramatta Eels behind it, Sydney Kings, Tim Zhu and Mel McLaughlin. And this is about our kids. And, you know, I don't, you know, sort of put out too many charities, but this is a real good one of kids on the street and all the work that PCYC do at our police boys clubs there, that they do a great job. So get behind it. Star Jump Challenge, we all know that we can do a bit of a star jump. We've tried it in our day, so why not do it and raise some money?
Also, I wonder, what's this about Gary Player's son?
Oh, this is a cracker, actually. So there's a ceremony that the older generation, you know, Gary Player and it was Sam Snead and Arnold Palmer and Jack Nicklaus, they always hit off the first to start the Masters. And for the first year ever, Lee Elder, who was the first black man to play at Augusta, he broke some massive barriers for black golfers in the world to play. He went and played in South Africa. And they finally honoured him on the first hole. And it really was about him. It was a touching ceremony that these guys hit off. And Gary Player's son, Wayne, who I do know, he's caddy for Gary when I played with him a couple of times in the early days. He's a bit of a rogue. He's a punter. He breeds racehorses, bit of a drinker too. He decides to put a sleeve of these new golf balls that his dad uses and promotes right in the shot behind Lee Elder, who's sitting in the chair about to get up. And it's right in shot, and he's showing the sleeve of golf balls called Encore. So the rumour is it that he's been banned from Augusta National for doing that. There's no brotherly love in the place because his brother Mark actually tweeted out that he apologises on behalf of the family. He's embarrassed about his brother, and he's actually been banned from Augusta National. The truth is, actually, at this stage, we don't know if he's been banned. I've been trying to find out if he's not, but he's a bit of a character, actually. I think he's a bit of a drunk, actually. I think he's up there just on the drink.
Who wins the RBC Heritage then on the tour this week?
Yeah, this is always an interesting story. Probably the best golf course on tour. Really good one to watch this. And it's a bit of a hangover after the Masters. There's always a bit of a letdown through here. But I'm going with Tyrrell Hatton, the angry Pommy, who did win last year, who... you guys are talking about the Poms this morning. This guy does get angry. I watched him a couple of years ago over there, and he was throwing clubs left, right, and center. But he's come of age, and I think he's a really good player for this golf course. He's at $21, and then yet another Pommy. It's a Pommy weekend. It's Paul Casey at $29. And I think Cam Smith, he put up a great show last week. I don't know how he's going to perform this week, you know, but this is a perfect golf course for him.
$29 chance as well. Good on you, Gowie. Have a good one.
Thanks, fellas.